Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. For indeed, Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Have you ever tried to share your testimony? Perhaps you've been unsure where to begin or what to say. Try thinking of it like this. You're simply telling the story of what Jesus Christ has done in your life and letting others know how to follow him. To witness effectively, it's helpful to say more than "you're saved" when you receive Jesus as Savior. People appreciate clarity about the actual path to salvation. So it's good to describe who Jesus is and explain the specific beliefs that bring about forgiveness of sins and will make them part of God's family. Certainly, a person can be saved without fully understanding the role of the cross. However, new believers begin their spiritual journey from a firmer place if they grasp the significance of Jesus' atoning sacrifice. Pray for opportunities to share the good news. You may find that God, as you speak with people who know little about Jesus, perhaps you are the only person in their life with any real knowledge of the Lord. And remember, even if they don't accept the truth right away, your unique testimony can still plant a seed. So ask God for the courage to talk about what he has done for you. Then go out and make disciples for Christ by sharing your message with love and confidence.